Today on VFN TV, we have a special program for you. We have a final project that was done by the VFN interns. Our hope is that you're going to be encouraged, ministered to, and blessed right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. We're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful. It's pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this. If God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me. And when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Moloch, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
Think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm John Ramos, and I'm filling in today for Greg Lancaster. Possibly joining me in a few is Steve Kolaszewski. Well, I'm so excited because today we have a special program for you. The VFN interns have produced their final project. It's a program that you're going to be just seconds away of seeing, and it's one in which they've developed content on them for themselves. They've recorded, filmed, produced, engineered this program, and we believe it's going to be a tremendous blessing to you. You know, God's raising up a powerful army of young people, a young generation that is boldly standing for God, and these interns will inspire you. And don't forget that as you watch and are ministered to today, that possibly this internship can be for you. Maybe you have a son or a daughter. Maybe you have a grandchild that could be a part of this end time move of God and can be equipped to serve God. Listen, wait no further. By the time this program is over, we'll be able to share with you ways that you can contact VFN TV and be a part of the internship. Without further ado, let's join the VFN interns right now.
Welcome to VFN TV with the VFN interns. I'm your host, Isaiah Rams, and joining me in just a moment is Jonathan Hamilton. We're going to be talking about the Azusa Street Revival and what we can do to use healing into Azusa Street 2.0. Join us in a minute.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program with the VFN intern, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light.
There is so much to learn in the VFN internship. VFN TV provides a biblical perspective, a God perspective, on news and events happening today, right now.
We're shown that it's not about knowing the news, it's about knowing what to do with the news you know.
And in this internship, men and women of God, followers of Jesus Christ, are trained and enabled to be sent out to actually do His work.
All forms of media are covered. You're taught the importance of lighting and audio.
How to operate a camera and edit recordings.
You're shown how necessary time coding and composing articles can be.
The significance of pursuing and creating advertisement.
As well as the critical role and responsibility of a director.
What is in your heart? What do you want to produce with media and television and broadcast? You want to be able to do an internship with us? We are totally open to be able to look at those possibilities. We have interns here all the time. And I believe in your heart, in the heart of this generation, there is some just like this, some awesome thoughts and concepts to be able to just give everybody hope and focus again, once again, on freedom.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Isaiah Ramos, and my co-host, Jonathan Hamilton. And so one of the things that we have learned through being in the ministry of VFN is Azusa Street, what took place. And I remember that we have always been taught that we are
we are as industry 2.0, and just seeing the VFN internship, you know, keep progressing, and just seeing that this is it. This is industry 2.0. So let me just give you a couple facts about Azusa Street. It was birthed in 1906. The leader was William J. Seymour, I believe. And obviously 1906 was a time of segregation and all that stuff. Just the terrible things that they have done, even including the church. And when he was so hungry for God that when he went to the church, they forced him to go sit outside and look out the window to hear, because the church wouldn't allow him inside the building.
It's crazy.
I know. It's amazing. And I'm going to quote this for you from the VFN Torch. His hunger and desire to know more of God caused him to push through this. It simply didn't affect him. It's just amazing how after all that rejection, still didn't matter. He just was so hungry for God.
That's just God in him.
And it's just the Holy Spirit. And William would spend hours praying, seeking the Lord, and reading his Bible. And he preached about the baptisms and the Holy Spirit, and prayed earnestly to move God into his life and use him. And that's one of the things that me and you and all of the interns asked God to use us in many ways that we can't imagine. He would imagine just sticking out in the window, just hearing God's voice. That's how hungry he was.
I know. If only America would be like this today.
Yeah, it's amazing to see that how much compassion and hunger we have lost. All these distractions that we are here and having today. It's just amazing about how much hunger this man had. He would spend hours seeking the Lord and reading his Bible. As others were hungry and heard of his hunger, he was invited to the Los Angeles to preach. After only 1 week, he was kicked out.
Just one week
he was kicked out. It could be for his color. Just imagine you were invited to preach, and then you were kicked out in less than a week. A week later, you are kicked out because of your skin color.
I know that I would be angry if that happened to me, but he had such God in him that he allowed this anger not to affect him, but he continued on with his ministry, and he didn't let this affect him at all, and he just kept going after it, which was really powerful.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I would be pretty upset. I mean, right now, I'd be really upset if that happened. And with no money, imagine being kicked out with no money, no place to sleep. Now he was invited to a home with another man. He would pray, and when he was with the man in the apartment, he would pray up to 7 hours.
Wow.
7 hours. And what we're doing in the prayer fasting community.
Every Monday,
we're praying 24 hours. It's just amazing how what God moves. But 7 hours he would pray. That's amazing. And one time during his prayer time, God spoke to him. To the apartment to share what the Lord was speaking to him, to share what he was speaking to him. That's part of being a disciple maker. So his burning heart, so this prayer meeting moved to a small home. After that, three women had been praying. One of his prayer times, God spoke to him to travel to a particular apartment, to share what the Lord has been speaking to him. And to his surprise, he was invited by three women that told him that they were praying to God for a revival. It's amazing. And they had such a burning heart as they spoke to him.
It just shows you God's plan.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Now, this prayer meeting, it was in a small little home.
others also were drawn to their hunger. They were like, man, I want this just by, you know, fellowshipping and all these different things. So imagine you have your little home and then you birth the revival, and then crowds were surrounded by the house. Crowds. Imagine your house being surrounded by a whole bunch of people wanting to hear the voice of God. Imagine that. I really want the revival to come to the Gulf Coast, Pensacola, because right now where America's at, we need this. Like, we need a revival. We need to repent. We just need to cry out to God and just praise Him, and to just, the Christians in America, they need to wake up and start making disciples and start a revival. And only God can do that. But once you repent and do all these things, fellowship will start. So crowds surrounded the house. God, you know, guided William to William J. Seymour with others to a building located Azusa. And that's where this Azusa Street Revival in Los Angeles, that's why they call it the Azusa Street Revival. And so they went there. So as a long story short, as they got this new building to fit everyone in, these teenagers would pray alongside him. And what we're doing now with also healing and what we're doing is just amazing. Like, we can do this.
Oh, yeah.
We can do this. And
the presence of God in that building, in the Azusa Street building, was so thick that people that hadn't joined the Azusa Street Revival called the fire department because they said that they saw flames running up and down this building. Which just shows you the power of God.
It just shows you the Spirit of God and how much hunger and how much the presence of God was in there. And that's what I want to come to Pensacola. I mean, who wouldn't want that, the presence of God, and just have that type of experience? That would be amazing. And I also heard that they thought it was rushing up and down the building, and they thought it was on fire. Imagine being in a street, and then you see this... And you see this giant building, and then fire is rushing up and down of it. That's amazing. That could turn someone to Jesus
in an instant,
just seeing by that. And that just goes to show you about, to see them think, if that could happen, imagine what can happen in my spiritual life. It was amazing.
Lots
of healing took place. Limbs were put back together by young people. Fingers would grow back. Amazing how to see a cut off finger grow back in a supernatural way. And a woman was known in the Azusa Street Revival for bringing teeth back. And what she would do was she'd stick her finger and then she'll put it in someone's mouth and then they'll grow back.
That's incredible.
That's crazy. You know how much faith that is? And it's so simple that we can do this as Christians, and whatever age you are, you can still do this. I mean, if people can do it back then, what's stopping us from doing it now?
I know. And wheelchairs, crutches, and other devices that helped people move around.
They had a particular room. They had a particular room, a giant room that was filled with crutches, wheelchairs, all these different things, because God was healing people.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to us about the oldest of evangelist that you have spoken to me about, and I found was really good about how he was talking about what it was like back then. So share with us.
Yeah, his name is Otis, and he is the oldest evangelist in the world.
So how old is he now?
He's 107, I believe.
107. Wow, that's amazing.
That's really powerful. As a matter of fact, we have a video for you on CBN about Otis. Why don't you watch it right now?
Otis knew the original members of the Azusa Street Mission, which was started by William J. Seymour in 1906, and was the location of the famous revival. Otis was eventually given power of attorney over the Azusa Street Mission.
We felt free. We had free, we were free to sing your song, do your dance, whatever you want to do, you are free to do it. Blessed are the free in heart, for they shall see God. So we were, Azusa set a lot of the folks free.
In 1946, Clark was officially ordained as an evangelist and preacher.
All I want to do is for us to wake up. The church world, all of us need to wake up and know that we are greater in God. And God got greater things for us.
Otis took his first mission trip to Africa at the age of 103 and returned again at age 104. He plans to visit Jamaica in July for another mission trip. He's in great health, takes no medications, and never stops making friends. He also continues to preach all over the world, and he says his secret and source of strength can be found in the power of prayer.
God keeps you kind of healthy and help you out, make you strong. Prayer actually is asking God to make you stronger, to make you have the mind to live right. Give you the privilege to kind of talk to God. See, you can talk to God.
Otis recently celebrated his 107th birthday in Seattle, Washington, surrounded by family and friends. Today, Otis is the world's oldest living evangelist, but he feels the best is still yet to come.
My favorite verse is, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Yeah, he that believeth. God give you eternal life, meaning you can live with God forever. Yeah, all you have to do is to be on God's side. And I hope if you're on God's side, you're on the winning side. May God bless you. May God bless you. And stay on His side. Stay on God's side.
Wow, was it amazing? 107 years old and he's still going strong. Isn't that amazing?
It's crazy.
That's amazing. And no medications, too.
That's just God's power.
And so join us when we come back from this break. We're going to be talking with Christian Hamilton, a fellow intern, and this healing that took place at Walmart. Join us in a minute.
You know, we got to begin to rethink being the church.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that's very important to understand right now, we have an offer for you. It's offer 1999, and it's number 1999. And it is... this is a conversation that I had about, you know, signs of the Lord's returning, because we're in those days. This is like the times of the signs of the Lord's returning. And it's very important to ask the question, are you ready? A lot of people are so into end time things and that type of stuff. And I'm not saying the world's coming to an end, but as you can see right here, it's signs of the Lord's returning. Are you ready? And you even see the scripture right there. You see the scripture where he says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first."
Wow.
"And others will go to meet him in the air." I mean, this is in those days. And, you know, there's a lot of questions that you can have, but the most important question we need to know the answer to is the one that Nicodemus had, which is, how must I be saved?
Yes.
You know, not all these theories and stuff. And also, I talk about in this to help you, and this is totally yours as a gift for partnering today, is the signs. What do these signs particularly mean? This battle for the Temple Mount that we're talking about, this is a sign of the Lord's returning. When you look at what's happening with our own nation, when you're seeing, you know, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association putting out their magazine Decision saying, prepare for persecution, prepare for when a nation turns its back on God, basically it's saying, these are signs, are rapidly moving signs, and you need to be prepared. We just want to give this to you, your partnership for any amount at all. And as our partners, we're doing this thing together. God knows, he sees us. He says, listen, I command you, this is the command, to be the light of the world, to be the salt of the earth. And you can partner today by going to vfntv.com and click on partner now, as you can see, or you can write to us at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505, or you can even call 844-408-3688. And it's so important to understand how to connect. This is how, I mean, you want to, when the Lord returns, and he is, and we're going to all stand before the throne of God, you want to be able to say, you know what? together, I stood with VFN TV to be the light, to keep the light shining 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and on the Gulf Coast every single day, Monday through Friday. Think about that. And it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news that you know. And how does this happen? It happens because of you saying, you know what? I do want a partner. And what we want to do is give you this gift. It's called Signs of the Lord's Returning. Are you ready? It's offered $19.99.
We appreciate your partnership. Do it today. And also talk to other people about partnering. We love hearing from you. And yes, it's so encouraging when you call, when you write, when you send emails, when you like our Facebook page, because we know that we're not alone. And so many people are saying, listen, we understand that the answer is not in Washington, D.C. or who we elect, but the answer is Jesus. The answer is the gospel. The answer is the Lord. And together, it's a team that's coming together. We're partnering to keep the conversation light, and it's through our partnership and the stuff that we're doing together. I'm just so excited.
Yes.
And as the partners continue to come on, I mean, these are wonderful resources that you need to feed your spirit, but also that you can share the word with your family and your friends. It takes all of us, and the times are short. So we're just privileged to have this time, you know, with you guys.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The $50 eye guy here with some eye-tastic news. Now, two locations to better serve you, so when buying your next pair of eyeglasses,
come see my dad, the $50 eye guy.
$50 eye guy.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I have a rental unit above our garage, and we would like to qualify as much as possible the person that we have living so close to us in that unit. And I'd like to be able to know, can I ask if they are a Christian? Can I incorporate the Ten Commandments into the rental agreement? What can I do in that regard?
The Supreme Court of the various states have said, look, under your sincerely held religious beliefs, you cannot be compelled to rent your property to someone who's living in an arrangement that you find morally offensive. And there's been good support there. Now, when it comes to denying someone the ability to rent commercial real estate based on their religion, the courts have gone pretty much the other way. And once you've entered commercial enterprises, the laws against discrimination apply, and they should.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
You know, there's nothing more frustrating sometimes when you miss something that you wanted to be able to see. And something you couldn't record it maybe, you couldn't get to it. But you know what? Every weekend we're doing things around the yard, or we're doing things, some hobbies, or we're going out visiting people, or whatever it is. We're driving in our cars to different places. Did you know you can catch the entire week's program every weekend for 24 hours, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, all the way to 9 a.m. Central Time, Monday morning? It's called Marathon Weekend. It's that week's program playing back to back. Don't miss it. It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation. To stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome back to VFN TV.
Hi, my name is Christian Hamilton, and I am an intern here at the VFN TV studios. First, it started like any other day. I mean, I was I just got, I hadn't even gone into Paid in Full yet. Like, I mean, well, I did, but before then, you know, I didn't really know what it meant, didn't really understand much of any of it. But when I started Paid in Full, I got up that morning, read it, and it basically explained to me that you don't have to be any special person to heal anyone. And that was one of the hardest things I've struggled with, is I always struggle with the fact that I thought I was either too young or I wasn't like some pastor's kid or something like that. So I never wanted to heal anyone. But, you know, after reading Paid in Full, it showed me that I didn't have to be perfect to heal someone. So I just went out and did what he told me to do. I was walking in Walmart on one of the frozen section aisles, and this lady with a scooter was, like one of the scooters in Walmart, was driving by, and God told me that she had a knee problem. So I said, ma'am, do you have any specific knee pain or anything? Because I feel like that's what God's telling me you have. And turns out she did, because she pulled up her right pant leg, I believe, and there was a huge scar from the bottom of the kneecap to the top of the kneecap, where there had been metal replacements and everything, all that was in there. And she welcomed prayer. I asked her if I could pray for her. She said, yeah, sure. And she seemed kind of doubtful, like nothing was gonna happen. So I said, do you mind if I just hold your hand? And so I held her hand and I said, knee. I spoke to the knee and I said, be healed. And at first because there was cracking, sticking, and like pulling in her knee that was going on. So whenever she walked, she had a lot of issues there. So I asked her if she wouldn't mind getting up and testing it out. So she got up with her cane and she was walking on it. She said that the pulling was gone from the metal plates. So I said, all right, let's pray again. And so I prayed over it again and the cracking left. And so at that point I was still overjoyed. And in that moment I kind of felt like there's really no reason to continue. But then it came back up, and because that was a thought from the devil right away. But then it came back to me, it's like, you know, if I stop here, she's not gonna get 100% of what Jesus paid for. So I prayed over it again, and it was completely healed. She had no pain, no cracking, no sticking, no pulling, nothing in her knee, and she was able to walk. She still did walk with the cane, but I believe she could have just left the cane because she was walking pretty fast. You don't have to be this huge person with blessed powers from, you know, Almighty Himself. We already have that. We have power in us. There's, you know, we have power and authority. They're two very different things, but they both result in only one thing, and that's bringing people to God.
Wow, wasn't that amazing? Just to see Christian, 16 years old, taking what Art Thomas just gave us, and just seeing a teenager do it. If a teenager can do it, it doesn't matter what age you are. You could be a kid, you could be a teenager, you could be old, you could be really old, and it just go with it. Jonathan, lead us in prayer.
Right. Dear God, thank you for this time we could spend just showing your message about healing and everything to the world, God. And I ask to give all the believers the strength to be able to encourage and faith to be able to walk out this healing ministry and not have that fear of man, God. I ask you to please end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Do you believe in the cross of Christ?
I'm a pastor.
If you believe, then the question is, what are you going to do about it?
TV, where we're keeping
conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to say this, you know, I want to thank all of our VFNTV partners who stand with us.
Yes.
And it's amazing how we're standing together mm-hmm. to be able to do this. And we have so many things as just as a thank you for our, you know, your partnership. As, mm-hmm. as you know, we have an entire partnership area, you know,
yeah,
in regards
it's
to
very exciting.
What's available there. But today, as a matter of fact, this right now we have an offer for our VFNTV partnerships of a free gift for you for those that partner. Today, it is a weapon of peace. And you think about it. Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. Peace I give to you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Mm. Trust in God. Think
Trust
about this.
God.
That all these things that we're hearing as believers, you know, we can have peace. I mean, you look at this guy right here. I mean, you look at him kicked back and relaxed in the And this is how we should be. This is exactly how we should be. And if we don't have that peace, it's like, I have what the world has
mm-hmm.
because he gives us this peace. And so I want to encourage you. We have that available for you right now. You can call. You can go online at VFNTV.com as you're seeing right here. You can call, go online at VFNTV.com, a partner now, or you can go till you see the mailing address. You can even mail in your
That's
gift,
right.
a gift of any size whatsoever. And this gift's available for you in DVD or CD. You request it.
And as a partner.
That is amazing.
You
want
to get this because you may be able to share this with somebody else. Today, so many people are struggling with anxiety and stresses and fears.
Right.
And there's nothing like the peace of God.
Right.
And you can introduce them to the Prince of Peace. So please get this. Be a part and share it with a friend.
And it's a weapon. You think about it. You know, somebody's breaking into your house. You grab a bat, you grab a gun, you grab something to protect mm-hmm. yourself. Well, here we are, and all these things taking place in the world right now. He's left us the weapon of peace. He tells us to have our feet fitted with the gospel of peace. Where we're walking and what we're doing, you got to have this peace. And this is a message that's going to really encourage you. Just want to give it to you for your partnership of any amount. Like I said, go to VFNTV.com. You can call or you can write. And join the many partners that are keeping us going. And mm-hmm. we want to keep the light shining all the way around the nation.
That's right.
And around the world.
Welcome back to VFN TV.
Join us as the VFN interns all share about their experiences in the VFN internship and how it impacted their lives and changed them into the people they are today.
Starting internship was pretty scary because I didn't know anything, and with me, not knowing how to do something is hard, and I had to learn that being perfect is not going to happen, and doing everything right the first time isn't going to happen either. So just understanding my limitations and just trusting in God to pull me through it instead of trusting in myself was a huge thing. And I think anybody with a complex that makes them think that they have to do everything super good will really benefit from this experience.
Wow, I really did learn a lot in this internship. Not only through cameras, through editing, and through just time coding, journaling, all this type of stuff. I also learned how to really walk my spiritual life. Not just reading just to read, but to actually look at who you're talking to, who you're praying to, and really understand what he does and what he's all about. And it really does teach you how to be a disciple. The whole thing was about being a disciple, not just doing things for God, but being a disciple and training others to be a disciple. And I encourage anyone who does want to do the internship to really do it, because it will really help your walk with God, and plus you're doing something for God's kingdom.
Well, what I learned in this internship was amazing. I mean, not only did I learn how to direct and do everything, just I can't even tell you the stuff that I did. It's just, there's so many things that you learn in this internship. It's kind of overwhelming at first, but you know, through doing the internship, you gain a lot of character, You get, more responsible with what you're doing. And I would encourage anybody who's doing it or wants to do it, I encourage you to do it because it builds on your spiritual life and everything that you're doing. But yeah, I would encourage you to do the same.
I really learned a lot in the internship program, not just in media-wise and educational-wise, but also in a spiritual and having a really more stronger relationship with the Lord. And just the things that I've been taught here, having character and integrity, the maturity in my life was so different than when I started the internship. I was like so immature then, and then just to see me now as the internship is ending, just how to see that I'm growing more mature and becoming a young man. And I really encourage anybody that wants to do this internship program. It's going to move you so much in spiritually and educational-wise, and you'll get a good relationship with the Lord.
Going through the VFN internship has been an amazing experience, and it's sad to say that it's almost over, but it's been really, really encouraging. And it's really awesome because I've learned so much about cameras and media and things that will help me as I venture out into doing like God's work and things like that. And starting with the Maestro discipleship, just being really good to start with because it really leads the way for everything else. And if you're interested in internships and doing the work of God, this is definitely for you. So pray about it and ask God and join.
I learned so much during this internship. I mean, it's just hard to explain. Like, I learned how to edit. I learned how to time code. I learned how to produce, direct it. And I even learned how to work the cameras so people can watch it. From the VFN TV. And also, not only that, but I just grew so more deeply in my relationship with God that I'm very grateful for the VFN internship. And I'm so much more mature. And I would encourage you that if God is like impressing on you to do the internship, you should do it, definitely, because it was one of the greatest things that ever happened to me in my life, and I think it will be for you too. For more information on the VFN internship, visit us at vfntv.com/contact us. We look forward to hearing from you. Let no one look down on you because of your youth, but be an example and set a pattern for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in moral purity. 1 Timothy 4:12.
Can you hear me?
I can't sit like this. I thought it would look good. It looked nice and casual. I don't want it to be uptight. And what we can do to add healing into using Azusa Street Revival. That just ran. Woo!
All right. Welcome to VFN TV with the... That was it? Bah, 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 bah. All right. How about if I turn just like this? Welcome to the VFN. Yeah, that looks cheesy. We're going to be talking about the Azusa Street rival. I said rival. Welcome to VFN TV. Welcome to VFN TV, the VFN Interns. I'm your host, Isaiah Ramos, and joining me just the one is Jonathan Hamilton.
Isaiah, don't look mad. You look like you're nervous. Like someone's going to beat you up. So relax your eyes. Talk to Jonathan.
Casual. Hey, look what you just did. All right, let's do this. Whisper. Remember, whisper. Thank you. I keep on hearing you like, shh, that's I'm getting to that, Macho. I'm getting to that.
This is going, I didn't expect this to be
Wow, wasn't that amazing?
God bless.
What were you going over there for? Dude, no! Right here!
What? Dude, she's got a lot of editing to do.
Okay, what am I talking about? Give me something. No, I do know what I'm talking about. I just don't know what you just said to talk about. I can't remember his name. I need a... Can't do this, man. You can't just say, oh, here's a presentation. He's an adult.
They're gone. Dude, you ain't joking me.
Quit. Sorry.
What are you doing?
Face up, chin up. Hair.
I got it. I gotta get out. Get out of here. Tuck that up my back pocket.
I ain't touching that.
Just tuck it in your pocket. I asked you to stick it inside my pants.
This thing is like baby proof, teen proof, human proof. I mean, what's the deal with this thing? It's trash.
I don't know, someone needs to get a battery out.
I'm sorry.
And Macho.
With his healing, and or also we're going. I'm gonna talk about. I just kind of ran out of steam there.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
Okay.
It's good.
Really? She said it's good.
Yeah. Okay, so we're done.
Ah.
All right, we're done. Let's all break down.
Someone take this off of me.
Well, there you have it. VFN interns and their final project. Wasn't it a blessing to see this program?
Just to see them, it's just like a lot of times you see that, but you aren't aware of everything behind the scenes from gathering the content, talking, discussing what they're gonna. That was a huge undertaking, and they did it. They walked it out.
They did it. You know, during this period of time of the internship, it was the first phase, if you will, and it was so interesting to see how all the interns, when they first got together, you know, they were all excited. Everyone wanted to run the camera. Like, I want to get me behind the camera. And they didn't realize there was a whole lot more to putting a television program together. And as they begin to start learning and getting behind the camera, learning shot angles, and then realizing that there's editing and how to make this thing come together and look right. And, the sound and commercials. And
all these parts got to come together.
Sure. And descriptions. And they did all they learned.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the internship, what makes it such a unique experience is that it's hands-on. It's an opportunity to learn. But also, which you saw some of it, but the other aspect of the internship is time that they spend, the intern, learning and being discipled in God.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's such an integral part of the internship because these are young people that abide daily. And obviously, we talk a lot about in our program about abiding, and we encourage everyone to abide. It's spending time with God daily. In fact, we have a simple plan. It's free. You can go to iabide.org and get your plan today. But it's amazing to mm-hmm. see the development and the maturity mm-hmm. in them during this period of time where they sought God and they've had some challenges to face individually.
Usually.
And as they developed and grew, it was so awesome to see them blossom.
And to see them, it's like you know, it totally dispels the lie that says, "Oh, I'm only this old." It's just like, no, you can see that and you know, ask yourself, why not me? Why not now? You know, just like you were saying before, you know, if you have someone in your family, tell them about the VFN internship. We have information, we'll make it related for you. And it's like, this is that moment. When you look at what they were talking about with the Zuzu Street Revival, what happened in 1906, it was the young people that God used mightily. And we are still talking about that 100 years later, and God's about to do it again.
Yes, and that's what's exciting about it. You know, Ephesians 5 tells us, you know, be very careful how we live, not mm-hmm. unwise, but wise, making the most of every opportunity. And let me tell you, I mean, to see young people, because I know that the media and the culture today, it paints the pictures that maybe our young people are lost, you know, many of them are suffering, but we want to give you hope. There is a people, there is a generation that is hungry
yes, there is.
For the power of God, Amen. The Spirit of the Lord, and they believe the scriptures. They mm-hmm. believe that, yes, you know, we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And to hear the testimonies mm-hmm. of going out into Walmart and there's someone, you know, who has something wrong
Can
with their leg. Can
yes.
I pray for you? How yeah. amazing was that?
And just to see that, it's like they are putting action to the words. You know, when you look at the Bible says, be a doer of the word. Don't just listen to it and deceive yeah. yourself, but do it. And it's just like, this is that. They're carrying it out.
It's amazing because, again, it's not just an internship that is about theory, but it's mm-hmm. one that requires practicum as well. One that you kind of get in the game, you know, you go in, you're okay. I'm not sure about this, but here it is. We're going to do this. You know, we're going to jump on in, and you get a chance.
Yeah.
You get a chance. You get the opportunity. You know, we're going to take a brief moment, and we're going to go right into a trailer. Speaking about technology and media, if you enjoyed the movie God's Not Dead, well, there's good news. There is a sequel, God's Not Dead 2. It's coming to the theaters. You don't want to miss it. It's relevant to what's happening in society and culture in this hour. Watch this.
In this day and age, people seem to forget that the most basic human right of all is the right to believe.
Please don't pray! Please don't pray!
No prayers, no moments of silence, nothing.
Think of the other children out there who are subjected to their repressive belief system.
If we sit by and do nothing, the pressure that we're feeling today will mean persecution tomorrow. We're at war.
What makes nonviolence so radical is its unwavering commitment to a nonviolent approach.
Isn't that sort of like what Jesus meant when he said that we should love our enemies?
Yes. You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
One of your students sent a text to their parents. Did this happen?
If you're asking whether I responded to a student's question, yes.
And your answer incorporated the words of Jesus.
What were you thinking, Grace?
The Thollies are asking that you be fired, plus revocation of your teaching certificate.
How do we make this go away and not get blood on our hands?
We let the ACLU do it.
We're going to prove once and for all that God is dead.
An order in the matter of Thollie versus Wesley.
Mr. Kane will insist faith isn't on trial here, but that is exactly what is on trial.
You're looking to prove that Jesus Christ existed? Oh, that's ridiculous. I hate what people like your clients stand for and what they're doing to our society.
You're under arrest.
These people, they're looking to destroy you.
Everyone's telling me to stay out of it. What is your heart telling you to do?
I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God. I am not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus.
If we're going to insist that a Christian's right to believe is subordinate to all other rights, then it's not a right.
Mr. Inland, you are out of order. I charge you with contempt.
I accept the charge because I have nothing but contempt for these proceedings.
God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion. God's not dead. He's surely alive.
Great. Great movie. You've got to go see it.
Yes.
We're encouraged by it. And we also want to tell you, listen, our VFN interns, they're not silent. They're engaged. Maybe this internship is for you. We want to encourage you. Listen, call us. You can reach us at 844-408-3688. Again, that number is 844-408-3688. And of course, you can always reach us at VFNTV.com. Listen, we want to pray with you right now. Please pray for us. We covet your prayers. Let's join together. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing on the face of the earth. We thank you, God, that you're stirring the hearts of young people. And we thank you, God, and believing for a third great awakening in our nation. Yeah. Father, we ask you to bless every viewer today on the Gulf Coast today with more of you. Lord, we ask you to end abortion, send revival. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you for watching, and God bless you. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called The Torch Newsletter. Every week, The Torch Newsletter goes out. And in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up. Or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.